Art Fenstead is a descendant of a North Shore fishing family. A lot of things have changed since Art's ancestors immigrated here in the late 1800s. One thing that's very different these days is the weather on the shore. Art's family kept detailed records, and winter here used to be much more severe.
The coldest time was 1912 by the information we have from the fishermen here. That was the coldest winter by far, right before World War I. And that was the ice levels on the lake. And even the data shows 1912 was a very cold year. The John family, who came from Germany, I believe, and they were early settlers at Isle Royale. They were operating the Crescent. It was a steamer at that time. And they would leave Isle Royale late in December or January. And in 1912, they left too late. They barely got into Grand Marais, and they wanted to go down to Duluth with the Crescent. And they left Grand Marais, and they got as far down as what is Two Island, called Taconite Harbor today, and they got stuck in the ice out there with the Crescent. They spent the whole winter there. They finally had to walk to shore, and the lumber camps that were there, they walked up over the hill and got on the old Elder Smith grade, and they had coal hauled up on the railroads there, and then they brought it by horse back down over to Taconite Harbor to bring out on the ice to keep the steamer going, and they sawed their way in to Taconite Harbor. There wasn't the breakwall there yet, but they got inside the island and got the steamer in there. They spent the whole winter in there. The ice was 36 inches deep that they were sawing through. They would saw enough in front of the Crescent, the steel steamer, and then they would rev up the engines, and they would go up on top of it, and the ice that they'd saw would break down. So they'd go about 100 yards at a time. It took them a month to get into Taconite Harbor. They were afraid if they kept out in the lake with the Crescent, when the ice moved, they would be crushed, and they were right. So once they got inside the harbor there in March, a lead broke open, and they headed down the lake in April. They got as far as Two Harbors, and they were stuck outside of Two Harbors, and they called the tug that was in Two Harbors at the ore docks, and the captain there started up that tug, and he broke enough of the harbor open so the Crescent could get into Two Harbors. And that's where they spent the rest of April till the ice went out on the lake.
Moments in Time is produced by WTIP's news department. It's about sharing stories and memories from our region's past. Check out the series at WTIP.org.